Jameson, can you take us through that final possession, that two final shots you guys got, and you got the last one? What did you see, and how did that feel when that one left your hand?
Yeah, it was a drop. That was a play. Go down, Fee sets the screen, then come back up off a little curl action. And, you know, I thought it was good. But in the end, every shot I take, I feel like it's going in. So it was just another shot. Got the hip turn that me and Coach Bailey work on every day. And off the hands, I felt like it was good. And then rimmed out, and, you know, it was just everything kind of hit me in that moment. But just to play college basketball for 5 years, I'm so fortunate and so blessed. And to be on a team just through the adversity that we faced together, and to tackle that head on and, you know, play the number two or three team in the nation, and then in Purdue and spark a run. And this team is really special, and I just wish we had more time. But in the end, you know, there's a finality to everything, and this was it. But, you know, I'm just excited to see how everyone pans out and how everyone's future goes. And it's just exciting as a fifth year, because you've been there before. You've been in their shoes and understanding that, you know, you can't take it for granted. And that's why I told these guys that, you know, my 5 years went by fast. You know, I remember going to GW as a freshman, June of 2019, and I'm in 2024 now. So it's just a culmination of everything. But, you know, in the end, to answer your question, I thought the shot was good.
What do you make of this core group that is here? Like you said, this is the last game for you, but there's a lot of guys in this team that could be back next year. What do you make of the core that is still here?
Yeah, I think they'll use this year as momentum, and the way we finished the season and what they did and the way they battled, the way they came to practice every day, the way they work every day. There's just so many things that they do that separates them from a lot of people. So I think there's nothing but success in the way Coach Diebler handles himself, and what we did as a team practice-wise, a sense of urgency. That's going to carry on, you know, for years. And I just hope that everyone remembers what we felt in this room, you know, whether it was mid-February or now, that they remember, and, you know, they take that with them, and they'll never take things for granted.
I think you said this is the most fun you've had playing basketball in your 5 years here at Ohio State now in this one season, but what were those final moments like, and what were you kind of thinking as you went by and, you know, high-fived some fans on your way out of the shot?
Yeah, it was just thankfulness, you know, just being so thankful that I had an opportunity to come to Columbus, to come to Ohio State in such a immense university, and felt the support of fans for these last however many games. And in the end, I was just so blessed and so fortunate to have a five-year career in college and to score 2,000 points, to win some games, to play in the NIT. Obviously, we didn't make the tournament, but in the end, like I said, this group is the most fun I've had, and this is the most connected I've been with the team. And like I said, you know, I didn't take it for granted. I lived out every moment, and I took it for what it was. And, you know, I just can't help but be sad that it's over, but just be glad that it happened.
Can you go back 6 weeks and explain the emotional roller coaster and the switch? You know, 6 weeks ago, it looked like you guys were just sort of done, and then things change, and the emotions had to just change so much. Are you actually surprised what you've done?
No, not one bit. And I think that goes with the head of the snake and Coach Diebler for what he did for us and the sense of urgency that he brought to us and just the group of guys we had. You know, we've known since the summer the talent that we've had and how good we could be, and we showed that in these final stretch of games. And it just sucks that we just didn't have more time. You know, we obviously figured it out a little bit too late, but in the end, we took every moment for what it was. And with that, you know, we just went out and played, and that's what this group of guys did. You know, we played for each other, and you know, in the end, we're always going to go out here and fight for each other, because that's how connected as a unit we are, and you know, we're a family, and no one else is going to know what happened in that room mid-February, but, you know, in that, we all kind of came together and just wanted to finish the season out strong.
Yeah, can you comment on that, too? Were you a part of it just before and after? As down as you, maybe not as down as you
can,
but that's just like, look what we did.
I'm very proud of this team. You know, losing your coach, you know, middle of the season is tough, and, you know, it's going to be adversity throughout the season. And I just think, you know, we showed what this team can be, and, you know, we came up short. But I think we showed a lot of growth and just togetherness as a whole. And, you know, something to piggyback on, you know, came up short. But and then it was fun. You know, we figured it out. But and then it was fun. And I was happy to, you know, be able to play in the postseason. Even though we didn't play in March Madness, we got to play in the NIT. And essentially, I was just happy to hoop, so I know everybody else was. So,
yeah. Dale, what did you take away in your one season here?
Mm-hmm.
What are you leaving Ohio State with?
Oh, man. You know, just the opportunity to come back home, You know, I only live 2 hours away. My family was at every home game. That's just like a dream come true for me. You know, just being able to put Ohio State's jersey on, dream of mine, and it came true. So I'll forever be grateful for that.
Jameson, what wasn't happening in the second half, the start of that second half, that allowed them to build a lead on you guys?
I would just say defensively, we just caught lackadaisical. We lacked details. Communication was a little off, but then we picked it up. We picked it up in the end and went on that run. And, you know, we just fell short. But I think it was just communication and just honing in on little details. But in the end, we did that and just ran out of time.
For either of you, what's it like in the middle of a game, especially that second half, where it seems like one run after another, you know, you're trying to get stops, you're scoring on the other end, vice versa. What's it like to be in a game that's that back and forth, and there's a series of times where one team's scoring, the other team's scoring?
Yeah, I think that's basketball. In the end, basketball is a game of runs, and that's how it is. And it was honestly a fun game for us. You know, obviously we weren't getting stops, which doesn't help, but in the end, we were just out there hooping, and I think that's all we wanted to do here in this postseason, just to go out and finish strong and just hoop. And to play in a game like that, so back and forth, the crowd so into it, the shot electric, it was unbelievable. And, you know, like I said, we fell short, but, you know, it was a great time.
You mentioned Jake as kind of the head of the snake earlier. He's only had a handful of games here to kind of show what he is as a head coach, but you're there with him every day. What is your faith in him leading this program going forward?
I mean, I think you can look back on these X amount of games and see what he's done and what he's done to change this program in such a short amount of time. And there's no secret sauce, but I've said it, a couple games ago, that whatever a coach has to have, he has it. So.
I know, obviously, right now, Jameson, it's a lot of the emotions of, you know, the end of your collegiate career. But do you have an idea of what's next for you? And have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, I've thought about it. But, you know, I'm going to take these 2 weeks off, get my body relaxed and recover, and then we'll go from there.
I think a smile actually crossed your face after you missed that last shot. I mean, I guess you went into it a little bit, but just the emotion of that moment to allow sort of, you know, that I'm sure it was something like reminiscing on the entire journey for you in your career.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, how can I be mad in that moment? You know, I've played, you know, 100 plus games in college basketball. I've played for 5 years. I got to play at home. I got to play at Ohio State. I've played in the best conference in the league. How can I be mad at that? How can I be mad at one single moment that it comes to an end? Yes, there's always going to be an end to something. But, you know, I think back of what I did in my college career and the growth that I had and just the times that I had with so many different people and the so many different people I met, and just it's just a culmination of those things. It's like you can never take that stuff for granted, and there's no reason for me to sit back and be like, oh, man, you know, it's over. It's over, but I know there's something in the future for me. So,
Dale, when you guys were coming back down the stretch, what was the conversation there in the huddle as you guys got ready for the final 2 minutes?
Just continue to stick together, you know, stay connected, and just don't flinch, I would just say. And just stay connected, and, you know, we just battled.
And then when you got in the locker room for the final time here, what was kind of the message?
Well, I know me and Jameson just thanked everybody, you know, being the two seniors. It's not coming back or anything like that, but we just thanked everybody. You know, Coach D was just proud of everybody, and we all just thanked each other.
As you've both started your career one place, ended your career at another place, there's a lot of guys in this roster that are going to have decisions to make about whether to stay or go. What advice would you give them as far as how they should approach this offseason with presumably choices for them to make?
Yeah, in the end, they got to do what's best for themselves. And I think that's the decision me and Dale have both had to make in transferring schools and moving from different places. You know, you always got to look out for yourself, and you got to figure out what's best for me in different situations. And, you know, in that, there's a lot of things decisions you have to make. There's a lot of people that you have to lean on. And I think just staying tight with those people who you trust and staying tight with your circle, whether it's your family, whether it's friends, there's just so many different people that want the best for you. And in the end, you can lean on them. But in those decisions, you have to make that decision yourself and figure out what's best for yourself. So I think that's the advice I give. It's just, you know, no matter what you do, whatever, what decision you make, you just got to do what's best for yourself.
I would just say, piggyback off of what Jameson said, you know, everybody going to have a decision to make, and you got to do what's best for you at the end of the day. I would just say, you know, you have a good circle around you, the people you trust, and things of that nature, And like you said, at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for you at the end of the day.
Dale, what was the how different was the environment playing the NIT versus playing in NCAA tournament, playing at home versus, you know, in other areas of the U.S.?
I would say it was different for sure. You know, NIT, like, we were able to play at home. March Madness, you usually got to play somewhere else. So I would just say that's probably the biggest thing. I didn't really have to go nowhere. We just played at home.
How much did the home environment help you?
I think it was an advantage. You know, it's not like playing in front of the home crowd, so it was a good atmosphere, good environment.
And Jameson, for you, you talked a lot about, you know, where's this team going, but you know, when you were at Minnesota, obviously your sister goes there still. What message have you conveyed to her about, you know, you leaving Ohio State and like graduating out of a program?
Yeah, I think it's literally what I just said, and you have to do what's best for yourself, and you have to make those decisions regardless of what happens. You know, think about it, you're leaving your home state, and it was the decision that I had to make, and I got a lot of flack for it, but in the end, I know I made the right decision because of the guys I'm with and the season I had and the team that we had, the collective we had. So it's, like I said, it's just you got to do what's best for yourself, regardless if it's going to piss people off or it's going to make people mad. It is what it is.
From a perspective of outside, it almost feels like it was two different seasons, maybe three different seasons. Does it feel that way to you guys at all? Is there almost a before and after, and it's like you don't want to go back to the bad times? I get it, but is it just like two different worlds?
I wouldn't say like two different worlds, but you know, it's adversity. You know, every team across the country goes through adversity throughout the season. I would just say, you know, it was a little change. You know, just different. Somebody was our different head coach. I would just say it's not like Coach Deeb hasn't been here. It's just like, you know, he make a little bit more decisions than usual. And, you know, like Jameson said, he's the head of the snake now. So just getting adjusted to that, I don't think it was that big of a difference.
Yeah, I think you know, season's a season. You take it day by day. And I think the thing we talked about so much is that don't worry about the past. The past is the past. And I come here and say that, shoot, probably every interview I've had in here. But you can't dwell on the past. And for us to say it's a different season, say it's this and that, it's not. You know, it's the same season. And we just had a different mentality coming in, and we took each day. We didn't take it for granted. We knew we had to come in here and work. We had a sense of urgency, and I think that's what you guys saw these last, 9, 10 games? So.